This is the recording of May 22nd, 2019 Governance Committee meeting to convene at 3:45 p.m. at the boardroom of Chugach Electric Association at 5601 Electron Drive, Anchorage, Alaska.
When we met with Sherry a month ago, Sherry presented a proposed policy for us, and we had some questions and comments. She's revised it, and she's back to tell us about it.
Yeah. So, the changes that were made, Director Reeves consolidated the comments, and so I just want to go over a few of those. The first one is in the objective section. The comment was to add a purpose explaining the policy. So, under objective number A, we've added to establish the procedures the association will follow to ensure a thorough evaluation of any derivative instrument under consideration based on current requirements. And then the next one was adding to that same section something to introduce the QIR requirement. So we added E, to provide for the selection of an independent and qualified subject matter expert to assist with evaluating investment risk and exercising judgment in the appropriateness of interest rate hedging instruments. And so all the other, on the next, the rest of the page and on the page two, those were small edits that we had made previously. On page three, section 2C, additional comments by Director Reeves changing what is the company's risk appetite and instead change that to evaluate association's reasonable risk. So reasonable risk is amended there twice. And then just a small change on page four under documentation, just changing the language while not a requirement, but saying because it is best practice then to have that. And then probably the biggest change that we changed, so in Director Henderson's comments as well as Director Morse's comments, Director Henderson's being around having a more general discussion as opposed to being very detailed, and then Director Morse's comments about specific SEC regulation. This section, we generalized it under, we changed it instead of QIR to just say evaluation process and requirements, and then as you can see there, we made it very general. Still referring to the complex nature of the instrument, we'll make every effort to ensure we have sufficient knowledge to evaluate, that we will select and rely upon advice of an independent qualified subject matter expert to assist in evaluating investment risk and exercising judgment, and then to satisfy all of the requirements, whether it be requirement of that independent expert or the requirement of management, shall ensure that the subject matter expert satisfies all applicable requirements and that any and all recommended action complies with all applicable laws, and that should cover everything. And then the last was just a small edit to the agenda item to make sure that we talk about advice from bond counsel, so the agenda item has been amended to add that language in as well. And that's all I have.
And I had met with Sherry, and we were comfortable that her proposed revisions addressed everybody's comments and concerns, and we were going to do little tweaks after that. But we've been through this before, so any questions for Sherry? In particular, we rewrote it so the law changes, we don't have a policy that it's inconsistent. So I think we need to, are there any questions or comments? So what we want to do is move the governance committee move and to recommend that the board adopt this policy, and then it will go into the consent agenda so we don't have to have further discussion. So anybody on the committee comfortable making that motion, please make a motion.
I'll move that the staff and note 1934 policy 307 can be amended as we discussed and be recommended to the full board for consideration. I don't think it's specifically stipulated in the consent agenda or not. Is that appropriate?
It's already in the consent agenda, so it could be taken out by anybody.
I'm disregarding the last sentence.
Second? Okay, it's been moved and seconded that the Board of Directors recommend, Governance Committee recommended the Board of Directors that the attached amended Board Policy 307 interest rate risk management policy be adopted by the Board. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, thank you very much, Sherry. And back to the agenda. Any, I think, am I still, is this the agenda for governance? Do I have to ask for director comments? I do.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the minutes from the April 23rd.
Thank you.
Governance meeting.
Thank you for being way ahead of me. Second, please.
Second.
Any comments on the minutes as drafted? Okay, all those in favor of approving the minutes as presented today, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, thank you very much, Director Morris, for catching that. And any director comments? All right, seeing none, motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Woohoo! Second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? A record meeting!